All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, after a 2-0 start, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have come crashing back down to earth. And it starts and ends with quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. And those first two victories for the Bucs, when they were able to go on the road and knock off the New Orleans Saints and then also defeat the Philadelphia Eagles at home, Fitzpatrick had 8 touchdowns to just 1 interception. Over the last 2 games for Tampa Bay, a loss last Monday night at home versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then a humiliating 45-10 defeat yesterday at the hands of the Chicago Bears. Mr. Fitzpatrick threw 3 touchdowns combined in both of those games to 4 interceptions. And this is what you get with Ryan Fitzpatrick. This is why he is a career journeyman. And now more than ever, obviously the time is now for the Bucs to go back to Jameis Winston at quarterback. Of course, Winston missed the first 3 games of this season as he was suspended by the NFL for conduct detrimental to the league. Now, the thought was, you know what? Let Tampa Bay just ride it out with Fitzpatrick for the 3 games and give the keys back to Winston in week number 4. However, that was not the case, especially since the Bucs played so well in their first 2 games of the season. But you look at a guy like Fitzpatrick, he's been up and down throughout his career. Every spot that he goes, he'll have a few games, and then when you think he's ready to turn a corner, he does what he's doing right now. The only real season where he was able to put it all together for a full year was 2015 with the New York Jets. And of course, it didn't end well. The Jets were 10-5 heading into their last regular season game, only needing to defeat the Buffalo Bills to get to the playoffs. And of course, that did not happen. So I look at him. It was good while it lasted. Everybody was on that Fitzmagic bandwagon. But he's back to being the guy that he was, as midnight has struck for Ryan Fitzpatrick, or should strike for Ryan Fitzpatrick as a starting quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.